Incidentally, we're going to have to quit along about quarter of three.
Okay.
I turned my ankle over the weekend, and I've got a real sore ankle, and decided I better go to the doctor and see whether it's sprained or what. Okay. So I've got a 3 o'clock appointment. So
fine.
If we can wind up about quarter of three, that would be the easiest. So.
Okay. This is another session in the Oral History Project. Former Justice John Fitzgerald is sitting in his office in the Cooley Law School, where he's now a professor, and here to represent the Historical Society is Roger Lane. This is our second session of taping, and this time what we hope to cover, I think, is some of the cases that Justice Fitzgerald worked on and wrote and dissented from, and some of the atmosphere of the court, which was a little bit troubled during the early years that he was there. Now, what do you remember about your entry into the whole system? You had replaced Tom Brennan, and Brennan, when he, prior to his resignation, seemed to feel that he was a little lonely there, and that that there was an element in the court that made him uncomfortable. I leave it to you. What do you remember about that?
Well, okay, I'll try to recall. When I went on the court at the time of Justice Brennan's resignation, and I was appointed, then I had a year to serve, in which I also had to run for re-election. And because of the Michigan law that requires that appointees to the bench run at the next election, next regularly scheduled election. So I came on January of that year, and had to run in the fall of 1974 in the election to for actually what amounted to a new term for Justice Brennan, who had departed. I was in his slot, so to speak. So that year, of course, went along, and it was a difficult year, because both serving on the court and running for election at any given time is a little tough. We've already discussed kind of the business of that, and how it does disrupt the operation of the court when there's an election in every 2 years for at least two members of the court, and then an off year when there's just one member.
Had John Swainson's troubles that surfaced at that point?
No, they had not. His troubles did not surface until January of 1975. I had been reelected elected for a new 8-year term in November of 1974. My opponent had been later Justice Blair Moody, and I had defeated him for the position. So starting January 1 of 1974, I now had an 8-year term on the court.